Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
This is WBUR. I'm Bob Oakes. All the friends of Tamerlan and Jahar Tsarnaev, charged with interfering with a Boston Marathon bombing investigation, have now received prison sentences. WBUR's David Boeri reports a judge has accepted a plea deal between federal prosecutors and a cab driver from Quincy.
When the FBI made photos of its two unidentified bombing suspects public, Khairulozan Matinov recognized them. They had been his friends since he had come from Kyrgyzstan and been granted asylum. His response was to delete his computer files and to dispose of a cell phone. His lawyer said that none of the information he deleted had anything to do with the terrorist act. But yesterday, in an agreement with the government accepted by a federal judge, the 24-year-old cab driver pled guilty to making false statements. "I apologize for lying to the FBI," Matinov said, to which Judge William Young responded, "Americans have a common sense decency. They have a sense of duty that is virtually unparalleled. You had a duty to humanity, and you failed in that duty." Young then sent Matinov to prison for 2.5 years. Still to be sentenced is convicted bomber Jahar Tsarnaev. But there's no suspense what Judge George O'Toole will do next Wednesday, because the jury has already delivered the verdict of death. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm David Boeri at the Federal Courthouse.